Today on Real Life Radio.
We not only know you, but while we were away from you preaching and ministering, we discovered that you know us. And Jesus says, that's very, very cool. But listen, remember this, best thing of all, rejoice not in that, but in the fact that your names are written down in heaven.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You know, as Christians, we have this desire to live out our faith, to become more intentional in ministry, so that others we share with can have the life-changing experience of salvation through Jesus Christ. That's exactly why the Real Life Network was created. Real Life Network offers faith-based content that will strengthen us and the beliefs we value. As big tech, big government, and big business have increased their efforts to silence the teachings of Jesus, the Real Life Network is available on your favorite device, anytime, anywhere. It really has something for everyone. The whole family can choose from a wide range of categories like culture, current events, faith and politics, as well as programming for kids. So don't miss out on the relevant, life-changing Christian and conservative programming that will inspire you and strengthen your faith. Find the Real Life Network at reallifenetwork.com and sign up for free. That's reallifenetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called Futures with a message titled, He's Coming for You. This series is a study in what the Bible says about heaven, about the future, and why it matters in our lives today. You see, it's important to be on the right path. The Bible tells us that there is a broad road that leads to our destruction, and many will follow it. The narrow way leads to life, but it's difficult, and few will find it. So today, Pastor Jack teaches that we can have good intentions, sincere motives, but be on the wrong path. We need to make sure we're known by Jesus and that He has access to us personally. Now, in his message called He's Coming for You, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Who has bewitched you? And we would say, Mark Zuckerberg? Facebook? TikTok? Twitter? Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? For whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you now being made perfect or complete in the flesh? You know why that verse is on the screen right now this morning? Because I heard a famous Christian leader this week say regarding his understanding now, his new revelation of critical race theory, he says, that for the last 30 years, he thought he was preaching the gospel, but now he knows the gospel, that the gospel is the gospel of injustice. And I immediately picked up the phone to find out if we have any of that guy's books in our bookstore. Because he's telling me that for the last 30 years, he wasn't preaching the gospel. He's got a new one, a more full gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly what he's warning about. Watch out. By the way, yes, I'm actually exercising right now in front of you negative church growth tactics. This message is going to cause you to have a much easier time next week finding a parking spot. Nobody wants to hear this stuff. Galatians chapter 1, verse 22. James 1:22. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, but be doers of the word. Here it is. It's not just having orthodoxy of scripture. It's practical living. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Isn't that amazing? You can go to a Bible study. This is horrific. You can go to a Bible study. You can go to all kinds of Bible studies. But if you don't intend to do it, the truth you do here winds up becoming a pollutant to you. The truth doesn't pollute. It's what it's being housed in. A heart takes in the word without intentions to ever do it. That heart becomes corrupt. That's how the word of God can judge. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. I'm sorry, but this is very funny. You look in a mirror, You look, that's me. And it's funny because, let's be honest, you look in a mirror and you see what you see, but it's processed with your own eyes. And when you look, it's like, I'm good. Watch what happens. He observes himself and he goes away and immediately forgets what kind of a man he was, because to expound, he doesn't see the nose hair coming out of his nose. He doesn't see the booger that's on his cheek. He doesn't see that he still has some yolk from breakfast on this side of his mouth. He looks and he goes, I'm good. And he goes out and he forgets that what he looked at in the mirror had these things that needed to be fixed. And he goes out into the world thinking he's fine. The Bible says, watch out. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Matthew 7, 13. We read it a moment ago in our introduction. Jesus said, enter in by the narrow gate. You want to talk about the path? The narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction or to hell. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Jesus is not saying it's difficult to get to heaven because you've got to work at it. No. Listen, it's difficult to get to heaven because every day it takes you and I saying Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. You know, we face that every day, church. Every day we get up. Who's going to be Lord? We have to choose, right? I mean, it's true. And there's people, I get it. I emotionally get it, where people wake up and they just go, I want to take a break today. Don't you emotionally feel like that sometimes? I'd like to emotionally not answer my phone for a day. The other day I got just under 200 texts in one day. And I looked at them, because I was busy, and then I looked and it was up 200. And I looked and I just went, I don't feel like looking at those. And then you know what happened in my mind? My mind is this: you don't look at them now and there'll be 400 tomorrow. But because of fatigue or whatever, you want to kind of check out for a moment. That's where Christianity happens. I want to quit, but I will not. I don't want to think of the things of the Spirit today. I just want to veg, but I won't. You know why? Because your old flesh will pop right onto the scene and say, hey, let's do something stupid today. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Jesus said, but why do you call me Lord? Listen to this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like the man who built his house on the earth or sand without a foundation, against which the streams beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Foundations, that's what I'm talking about. Are you on the right path? Of course, if you had to immediately give one verse about the right path, it would mean that you and I believe the verse that I'm about to say. John 14, 6, y'all know it very well. And Jesus said to him, I am the way. Notice this, definite article in front of way, definite article in front of truth, definite article in front of life. Jesus says, I am the way. The moment Jesus said that, it excluded all other ways. Well, I believe, I'm just sincere. I'm sincere about what I believe. Everybody, listen, everyone is sincere about what they believe. Jesus is saying, what you believe better be in line with the way. Man, that's narrow. That's what I'm saying. It is narrow. And then he says, he's the truth. Well, I just graduated from Stanford, and I just learned that my truth is just as good as your truth. We all have our truth. Can you imagine telling God that? You should let me in, because my truth tells me there is no your truth. I know that's offensive. for somebody who thinks more highly of themselves than they ought to. It's just like, are you kidding me? Do you know who I am? Do you know what kind of education or do you know what kind of life experience I have? Listen, I'm grateful for your life's experience and for who you are. I'm trying to give you the truth to make sure that you're on the right path so that you enter into heaven. And it is the way and the truth. All of man's thinking is to come under the submission of his truth. Amen. That's being a follower of Jesus. And then he says that he is the life. And he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. Man, is that narrow? Whew. Point number two today is this. He's coming for you, so make sure you're known by him. Make sure that you're known by him. It's so easy for us to say, I know God. I mean, come on. I know God. And then you can hear you can almost hear the reverberation back in your head where, I know God. And then the thought comes, but does God know you? Think about it, church. I've thought about how to stress this, and then I just totally gave up and just realized, Holy Spirit, you have to do this because it's not human. I can't do this. I thought, you know, I stand on my head, make some big thing, make some big prop to try to get you to see this. The truth is this. We can say that we know him, but we need to know if he knows who we are. We need to know this. It would be horrific to live life assuming. Can you imagine? Well, I assumed he knew me. We read it a moment ago when those who did miraculous feats in his name, can you imagine? And yet they never knew him. How's that even possible? Matthew 7:22, we read it. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. So they got his title right. Lord, Lord. Do we ever call him Lord? Have we not prophesied in your name? Preached. Haven't we preached in your name? Can you imagine, according to Jesus, there are going to be preachers and pastors and Bible teachers that will stand before him in the day of judgment who are going to say this. Wait a minute. I've preached in your name. I cast out demons in your name. Church, how many demons have you cast out this week? These guys did it. And I've done many wonders in your name. I've done miracles in your name. Jesus doesn't deny any of those things. You want to know why? Because God honors the name of his son, Jesus. That's why. They did those things. They're not lying. They did those things because God honors his son. They associated their acceptance to God or with God based upon what they did, but they used his power and his name, right? His Bible, but none of that was inside of them in reality. And Jesus will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears the sayings of mine and does them, I will liken unto him as a wise man who built his house on the rock. And then Jesus goes to tell us about foundations. Can you imagine? This verse, Matthew 7:22, 21, 22, 23, we need to ask ourselves, am I on the right path? And do I have the assurance that he knows me? To be known by Jesus requires that he has access to you. You can't know somebody you don't have access to. In fact, listen, you can be in a relationship that's 6 weeks old or 60 years old. The criteria is it's only a relationship if that other person has access to you. If they don't, it's just a company or it's just an acquaintance. Jesus doesn't want to be a company to you or an institution. Jesus doesn't want to be an acquaintance to you.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
John chapter 14, verse 7. John 4, are you guys okay?
Yes.
John 14, verse 7 says this. Jesus is speaking. If you had known me, the word is gnosko. Gnosko means, watch this, it is, it's this, gnosko is this. That's a Bible. Gnosko means that's a Bible. I can turn its pages. That's gnosko. I read it. That's gnosko. It tells me how I ought to live. That's gnosko. It's not just identify. That's Jesus. That is gnosko. But if you leave it there, something's wrong, because gnosko means you not only recognize him, you name his name, you read his book, you sing, you pray. But if the life is not in you, it's not gnosko. It means an experiential knowledge of something. And in this case, it's Jesus and Jesus of you. So if you had known me, he said, you would have known my Father also. Can I change it this way? If you had a, if you had experienced me, had knowledge of and walked with me, talked with me, you would have also had knowledge of, walked with, and talked with my Father also. And from now on, you experience me, walk with me, relate to me. He says, know him and have seen him. So are you kidding me? The Bible says nobody can see God and live. Isn't that amazing? Jesus says, if you know me in that experiential way, where it's not just theology, but it's practice also, it's a living knowledge of me, and that you and I are walking this path and knowing one another this way, you're going to know my Father and you're going to see him. Isn't that weird? Because we're not allowed to see the Father. Not until we die will we see the Father. You can't see him. The Bible says that nobody could look at the Father and live. That's why God had to take Moses, remember? And he stuffed Moses in a crack of a rock on Mount Sinai. And then the Bible says God hid Moses' body with his hand before his face passed by. Can you imagine? Moses goes, I want to see you. God says, oh man, well, you can't see me and live, but let me work something out here. Oh, by the way, and I love this part too. There's a crack in the rock right there. Oh, because that's a big crack to stick Moses in. So you've seen big cracks like that in rocks. And here's my thing. On Mount Sinai, how long had that rock been there cracked? Since creation? I don't know. You can't answer. I can't answer. Here's what's fun. God anticipated the encounter. God didn't crack a rock. The rock was already cracked. Why? Because God knew he was going to meet Moses right there someday in the future. So God takes Moses and stuffs him in the rock. I think this, in my mind, I see his hand and leg sticking out. He's God covers him with his hand. Imagine, God's hand covers Moses' body. This is to keep Moses alive. I love the science of this. God passes by. Watch. He tells Moses, you'll see my afterglow. The word is afterglow. You'll see when I pass by. Let's see this. God's appearance as spirit so disrupted the physical atmosphere that was around Moses that when God passed through, imagine God now letting go of moving his hand away from Moses. And when Moses opened his eyes, he could only see the atmospheric disturbance of where God was. And Moses' face was fried. Remember the Bible says his face was altered, his countenance. It was like radiation, man. From the glory of God. And can you imagine Moses? Remember, he had to put a bag on his head. He had to put a veil on his head because he was going down the mountain and he didn't want to see the children of Israel looking at his face diminishing. Because he was in the presence of God. Can you imagine he comes down? Can you imagine somebody says, excuse me, Moses, is that you? Yes, it is. What happened? I found out that previously I knew God. But now I found out that God knows me. God's glory is revealed to you when he knows you. That's why Bible study only takes you halfway. Because once you study a verse of the Bible, then God says, okay, now go do it. There's a time to encounter God. And it's God's will that you know him, and it's God's will that you be known by God. That's what he desires. The Bible tells us, and I love this, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, and Jesus said to them, this is the disciples, now they're growing. It went from 12 to 70 of them. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. That's a great thing. So what are you saying that for, Jesus? Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This would have been a great theme verse for 2020. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits or the demons are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Jesus says, now go and preach the gospel. Okay, here we go. And you preach the gospel, and communities are getting saved. Miracles are happening, and demons are running away from you. Amen. And you go back to Jesus, and you say, it works. It works. Your gospel works. Wow, that was amazing. We not only know you, but while we were away from you preaching and ministering, we discovered that you know us. And Jesus says, that's very, very cool. But listen, remember this. Best thing of all, rejoice not in that, but in the fact that your names are written down in heaven. Amen. Your names. Is your name written down in heaven? Yes. When you lay your head down tonight, are you absolutely sure that your name is written down in heaven? Number three, make sure you're being faithful. We don't need to belabor this. Just challenge you on this. Be faithful. He's coming for you, so make sure that you're being faithful. The word faithful means being reliable to what God has called you to do. It means that he can trust you with what he's given you to do. This is beautifully liberating, friend. You, not the person next to you. You, specifically you. Think about it, as unique as a snowflake is. You know, I believe people when they say that. I've never looked at a snowflake. I'm told every one of them's different. Okay, I haven't looked, so I'll go with the science on that, if that's science. And the Hallmark card says, you're as unique as a snowflake. Okay, I know that's true. You are unique. Here's the thing. God is saying to you, whoever you are, who you know me and I know you, be faithful to why I give you life.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called, He's Coming for You. Thanks for being here today. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called Futures. It's a series on prophetic scriptures from the Bible and what they mean for us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, it's God's grace that allows us to come to Him. It's not through our own efforts, but through faith that we can receive eternal life in heaven. Most of us as Christians already know this, but still, we often try to earn our salvation through our works, or we forget what it truly means to know God and His plan for our lives. That's why Pastor Jack has a tab at his website called Know God at jackhibbs.com. The Know God tab provides specific information on what your commitment to Christ is all about. The Know God tab is also a great witnessing tool for sharing Christ with others. It tells you exactly what happened when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and how to move forward in your life as a believer. And if you've recently made the decision to follow Jesus Christ, we'd like to hear about it. Click on the tab called Connect at jackhibbs.com. And be sure to let us know of your step of faith so we can praise the Lord along with you. That's the Connect tab at jackhibbs.com.
Looking for an inspiring way to pass some time? Or maybe just need some help to get through your workday? How about listening while you work? The Jack Hibbs Podcast brings you real stories, real people with real life experiences. From inspiring journeys to thought-provoking conversations, we've got it all. So discover a world of knowledge, laughter, and connection. The Jack Hibbs Podcast and so much more are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
You know, Jack Hibbs truly believes that we are living in some of the most exciting days in history. which brings some great opportunities to share with the world a powerful, no-nonsense presentation of the gospel to this generation who, by the way, are really searching for answers and for truth. Will you stand with us in sharing this message in real and practical ways? We ask that you commit to support Real Life and the teachings of Jack Hibbs with a gift of your choosing. Simply go to jackhibbs.com. There you'll find instructions on how to give a one-time gift or a recurring gift. If you'd prefer to call, here's that phone number, 877-777-2346. One more time, 877-777-2346. Your gift will be faithfully put to work because it's our desire that through Jesus Christ, you will know real life. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.